This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
لا إله إلا الله وحده صدق وعده ونصر عبده وأعز جنده وهزم الأحزاب وحده لا إله إلا الله ولا نعبد إلا إياه مخلصين له الدين ولو كره الكافرون. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, today is the day of Eid al-Fitr. Today is the day that we celebrate the coming to the end of the holiest month of the year. Today is the day that Allah mentions in the Quran that once the month of Ramadan finishes, وَلِتُكْمِلُوا الْعِدَّةَ وَلِتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ, so that you may finish the days of fasting and so that you may praise Allah and say the takbir because He has guided you. So today is the day of celebration. Today is the day of rejoicing. Today is the day of praising Allah for having guided us. And in my reminder today, my dear brothers and sisters, I want to share with you three simple points and my conclusion. The first point, my dear brothers and sisters, O Muslims, know that Allah loves you and Allah wants to forgive you and Allah is merciful towards you. Allah says in the Quran, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرِ, Allah wants to make things easy for you. Allah says in the Quran, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ أَن يَتُوبَ عَلَيْكُمْ, Allah wants to accept your repentance. Allah says in the Quran, there is no difficulty in this religion. And our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam told us, know that Allah loves the believer more than his own mother does. Know that Allah is more merciful to the believer than his mother is. My dear Muslim brothers and sisters, do not despair of the mercy of Allah. Do not let shaitan make you feel despondent. Do not let shaitan come between you and the mercy of Allah. Know that Allah does not need our actions. He does not need our good deeds. All that He wants to see is an effort from us. So make that effort to Allah. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us about that person, that sinner who was so evil, he killed hundreds of people. He killed over 100 people. Then he decided to repent to Allah. And on the way to his repentance, he died. And Allah Azza wa Jal forgave him simply because he intended to repent and he wanted to turn over a new leaf. My dear brothers and sisters, Allah wants to forgive you and Allah wants to have mercy, but you need to put in the effort. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he who takes one step towards Allah, Allah takes 10 steps towards him. He who comes walking to Allah, Allah comes running towards him. So put in the effort and expect the best from Allah. That is my first point. The second point, my dear brothers and sisters, if you look at the global situation, if you look at the domestic situation, we find that politically, things are changing for the Muslims around the globe and even in our own land. If you look at what is happening to our Uyghur brothers and sisters in China, if you look at what is happening in the Middle East, so many problems taking place. Here in this land, we are finding a xenophobic, Islamophobic rhetoric on the rise. We are finding people from the far right becoming popular across Europe and across North America. This is a wake-up call for every Muslim, my dear brothers and sisters. We cannot ignore the rise of hate. We cannot ignore the rise of bigotry. See what happened in New Zealand. We don't want that to happen anywhere else. In order to combat that hatred, in order to combat that Islamophobia, in order to combat that fear, every one of us will have to become an ambassador of Islam to our friends, our colleagues, our neighbors, our co-workers. My dear brothers and sisters, we must combat that fear with love. We must combat that hatred with mercy. We must combat their xenophobia with our teachings of Islam. Every one of us must become an ambassador on behalf of Allah to the rest of the people in your circle. That is the only way to combat this bigotry. If we do not take a stand, that fear will become even worse. We must unite, my dear brothers and sisters, despite our differences. We have to shut aside our politics. We have to put aside our places of origin. It does not matter whether you are from an Arab land or a Pakistani land. It does not matter whether you're from Africa or Australia. If you say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, you are a part of this ummah. And together, united, we will be able to, inshallah ta'ala, conquer that hatred and that bigotry. But we must do so by turning to Allah and by countering whatever we can in our own circles. My dear brothers and sisters, the second message is very clear. Every one of us, every Muslim man, every Muslim woman, every teenager, every young child must strive to be a role model for his or her neighbors and colleagues. That is my second message. The third and final message, my dear brothers and sisters, in this time of changes, everything is changing. Realize that the best blessing that Allah has given you of the spiritual world is Islam. And the best blessing of this world is family. I repeat, the best blessing of the spiritual world is Islam. And the best blessing of this world is family. Protect Islam through your family. And protect your family through Islam. Protect Islam through your family. And protect your family through Islam. O Muslims, we want to pass down our legacy, our rituals, our heritage, our theology to our children and grandchildren. It is the most precious thing that we have. Protect your Islam through your children, and you must do so by embodying Islam in your own lives, by teaching your children what is the faith, by making them love our tradition and religion, and protect your family through Islam. Look at all of the changes taking place. The family is being destroyed. So many evils around us. The only way to protect family is through the teachings of Islam. Follow Islam. Show your family what is the true meaning of Islam. Protect Islam through your family and protect your family through Islam. My dear brothers and sisters, Memphis is a blessed community of Muslims. Alhamdulillah, it is my honor and privilege to have been amongst you for almost a decade of my life. This is truly a shining example of an American Muslim community. Memphis has every right to be proud of its Muslim heritage, of its roots, of its first masajid, of the diversity of Muslims, and most importantly, of the unity of all of the masajid of this land and city. Wallahi, my dear brothers and sisters, this is a blessing that only those who have lived in other places know. We are grateful and thankful to Allah and then to all of our masajid for having a united front and a united Eid. Do not give up this most precious blessing from Allah. My dear brothers and sisters, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to one of his favorite sahaba, a comprehensive advice, and I will finish my khutbah with this advice. He said to this companion, be conscious of Allah wherever you are. Wherever you are, be conscious of Allah. And if you make a mistake, if you commit a sin, then follow it up with a good deed. If you make a mistake, don't lose hope. Do something good and it will erase it. And wherever you go, treat the people nicely and interact with them in the best of all manners. These are the three advices that I have given and the three advices from the hadith. Number one, my dear brothers and sisters, number one, Allah wants to forgive you and Allah wants to have mercy. Number two, we have to combat the rise of Islamophobia by becoming role model examples of Islam. Number three, protect Islam through your family, protect the family through Islam. And our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam told us, be conscious of Allah wherever you are. If you do a sin, follow it up with a good deed. And wherever you go, treat the people in a good manner. I am making dua, so say ameen. Oh Allah, I ask you, oh Allah, that you accept our good deeds of this month. Oh Allah, accept our fasting. Oh Allah, accept our prayer. Oh Allah, accept our qiyam. Oh Allah, allow Ramadan to come to an end with all of our sins forgiven. Oh Allah, cause us to enter paradise and save us from
from the fire of hell. O Allah, guide us to the straight path, the path of those whom you love, not the path of those whom you have shown anger. O Allah, protect us through Islam and protect Islam through us. O Allah, make us and our children of those who love Islam. O Allah, increase our love for the Quran. Increase our love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. O Allah, make us and our children of those who pray and of those who fast and of those who believe in you and of those who are righteous. O Allah, we ask you that you make every one of us a role model and a shining example to our neighbors and our colleagues. O Allah, use us to guide others to Islam. Let others see the beauty of Islam in all of us. O Allah, cause us to live as Muslims, to die as mu'mins, and to be resurrected with the prophets and the companions. And what a noble companionship they are. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim. وبارك اللهم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم تقبل الله منا ومنكم صالح الأعمال. Stand up and congratulate one another. May Allah accept my good deeds and yours. وجزاكم الله خيرا والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.